serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. Israel ordered more than a million people in the northern Gaza Strip to evacuate to the south in advance of an expected ground offensive, while Hamas urged residents to stay put. The latest from the BBC's Yolanda Nell.
1 week after Israel suffered its deadliest ever day of attacks, it's continuing its heavy bombardment of Gaza, saying it aims to eradicate the Islamist militant group Hamas, which governs there. The Israeli military says it killed a senior Hamas commander in an airstrike. He's said to have played a prominent role in last week's attacks. With preparations laid for a ground invasion, the Israeli military says its forces have already carried out limited raids inside Gaza and recovered the bodies of some of the dozens of Israeli hostages taken by Hamas.
Meanwhile, the United Nations Security Council hadn't found a collective voice on the war after meeting behind closed doors yesterday for the second time in 5 days. Republicans have chosen Jim Jordan of Ohio as their new nominee for House Speaker, and then they took the weekend off. Lawmakers will reconvene Tuesday as Jordan tries to drum up enough support to weather a floor vote to get the gavel. Head of the United Auto Workers says they're taking a new approach.
Some 4 weeks into the work action, UAW President Sean Fain says he's changing things up.
We're entering a new phase of this fight. We're done waiting until Fridays to escalate our strike.
So he told workers in a live video appearance that the company started gaming the system, waiting until Fridays to make progress in bargaining.
Today, we're not announcing expansion of our strike, but we are prepared at any time to call on more locals to stand up and walk out.
Fain said the union is still bargaining hard with GM and Jeep maker Stellantis, but he criticized Ford, which said Thursday that it had reached the limit in how much money it would spend to settle the strike. I'm Shelley Adler.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Israel's military continues to have its hands full as fighting continues in the southern part of the country.
After 6 days of intensive and nonstop retaliatory bombing by Israel's Air Force, Hamas operatives were still able to launch a barrage of missiles at the central and southern portions of the country on Friday. At about midday, a home in the coastal city of Ashkelon sustained considerable damage, but no casualties from a direct rocket hit. Other towns were targeted, but caused no damage or injuries. In a reference to the Hamas atrocities, visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told Prime Minister Netanyahu that he had been charged with managing the American campaign against the Islamic State, but that this is worse than what I saw with ISIS. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Kaiser Permanente has reached a tentative deal with unions.
The company and the coalition of Kaiser Permanente unions that represent 75,000 healthcare workers confirmed the agreement with posts on social media this morning, but there's been no formal vote yet. Workers staged a 3-day strike last week. Their last contract was ratified in 2019. Union members say there's still a short staffing crisis that was worsened by the pandemic, while the company says it's hired 51,000 workers since 2022. Bargaining sessions have been scheduled for this week, according to the unions. The company was on notice that another strike was possible on November 1st, and the expiration of a contract covering the Seattle area would enable other workers to join. I'm Jennifer King.
Open enrollment for Medicare begins Sunday, and seniors could have dozens of options to choose from during the enrollment period, which ends December 7th. People will have the opportunity to choose between traditional Medicare and privately run Medicare Advantage plans in their area. More at townhall.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered showers today. Otherwise, overcast. High temperatures reach up to 50. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight, 36. Overcast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 51. Cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected Monday. Decreasing clouds by Tuesday. Upper 40s Monday. Low 50s by Tuesday. Another look at the short range. High of 50 today. Lows level off around 36 tonight. We should top off around 51 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 41.
Yeah, I was just hanging out some little West Coast town. Found a bar out by the sand, so I made my way in. First thing that caught my eye, like nothing I ever seen. Sunburn auburn hair, a California dream.
Choir. You can find you a girl through a friend of a friend, or she can show up right out of the blue. It don't matter where you find her, just as long as you find you a girl.
Scott and Can't Have Mine. It's Justin. Happy Saturday. Thanks so much for getting up and kicking your day off with me, with Megan Maroney and that Tennessee Orange, who's definitely going to be playing later today.
Mama, I'm calling. I've got some news. Don't you tell Daddy, he'll blow a fuse. Don't worry, I'm doing okay. I know you raised me to know I'm still writing songs, just never thought I'd see the day.
your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Fence carving on a hillside, cutting holes in the midday sun, like a postcard framed in a windshield covered in dust. I love the rhythm of an old gray black top, 33's just whistling by. Steer the wheel one handed on a two lane, hugging that line. I got the windows down, no one else around, singing.
Stops at the fence.
Riley Green. That's Luke Holmes. It's called Different Round Here. It's Justin. Happy Saturday. Did you guys see that Jerry Seinfeld was recently doing an interview, and he said basically this. Yeah, it was very cryptic, but he said, if you did not like the end of Seinfeld, stand by. There's something going on. So there must be something in the works to where there must be some kind of a reunion. I don't know. Whatever it is, anything Seinfeld related, I'm on board with this.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Don't need no five-star reservation. Nose.
That's Ashley McBride. It's called Light On in the Kitchen. Thanks so much for kicking off your Saturday morning with me. And I've been following this, that Mary Lou Retton, remember her, the gymnast from the 80s and 90s? Apparently, she's got pneumonia, and she's been in the hospital. And her daughter's been posting that send prayers because mom's not doing very well. So thoughts and prayers with Mary Lou Retton and her family that things are going to be okay and that she has a speedy recovery from the pneumonia she's got right now.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered showers today. Otherwise, overcast. High temperatures reach up to 50. Northeast winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight, 36. Overcast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 51. Cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected Monday. Decreasing clouds by Tuesday. Upper 40s Monday. Low 50s by Tuesday. Another look at the short range. High of 50 today. Lows level off around 36 tonight. We should top off around 51 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 41.
Let's go! Can I cut in? I'm a big football fan. Want to get back to the game?
98 Q Country.
Got a head full of noise, about 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter, the trouble on one hand, a beer in the other. Got the windows down and my fingers crossed, just looking for a brand new way to get lost. I'm looking. Feels good, about time. Blue skies ahead and BS behind. Got the wind in my head. Got nowhere to go, so I'm already there. Maybe Moab, maybe the Rockies, maybe the Great Salt Lake. Of the hills of Kentucky, maybe north, maybe south. I don't care as long as it's now. So long, four wheel sun. Got a tank full of gas down the road I'm burning. Can't say a word and I can't say a word. And if I don't come back, don't come a looking.
listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Q Country with Russell Dickerson and God Gave Me a Girl. As it's Justin, thanks so much for getting up and starting your Saturday off with me and a couple great shows on the weekends. If you've missed it lately, you got to join T-Bone. He'll be on later this morning, and then Dan tomorrow between 7 and 8. So we understand that the great outdoors is a big part of our lifestyle here, and that's why we hook you up with a pair of great shows on the weekends. Hang out. We're right back into it. More great country music coming up next here at 98Q Country.
The new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium is here. Switch to my plan from Verizon at your local store today, and you'll get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on us with Unlimited Ultimate when you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition. Guaranteed. Yep, even the old phone in your pocket right now. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128 gigabyte only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Discover, this is Danny.
Hi, it's Jen Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great. But with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Are you hungry? Because everyone left after the asparagus sorbet.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Freeze Firewood reminds you that summer is quickly coming to an end here and fall's right around the corner. Now, maybe you're not ready to give up on those fun summer times yet. Maybe you didn't quite get everything in that you had hoped for. Well, don't spend those beautiful fall days stacking firewood and clearing up all the mess. Let Freeze Firewood drop off your season's supply of firewood in weatherproof bulk firewood bags. No need to spend your time stacking and then cleaning up all the mess. Spend your time enjoying all that fall has to offer and grab your firewood straight out of the bag come winter. Call Freeze Firewood, 715-567-0616. 567-0616. Freeze Firewood on Little Chicago Road, Phillips. Hey folks, you're invited to the Big Pink Ribbon event coming to the Phillips Presbyterian Church, sponsored by the Health Alliance of Praise County, on Thursday, October 26th. It starts at 6 p.m. with a catered dinner, then at 7 p.m., presentation with guest speaker Ann Jan, the Hat Lady. Be prepared to be entertained as Ann provides her audience with a unique look at history through the use of women's clothing in a fun way that'll keep you laughing. She also enjoys sharing her knowledge of Czech culture and heritage. The cost is $12 per person. Mail your registration to HAOPC, P.O. Box 76, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Or call for more information at 715-339-2415.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but
98Q Country.
Well, look who it is. Last call about a gig. How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you.
I'm not afraid to
Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Nothing I can hold.